Blog Talk Radio.
Father, your word said, in the last day, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams, young men shall see visions. Upon my handmaids and my servants, while I pour out my spirit. And then you promised us the rain, the former rain and the latter rain together. Can you lift hands and receive the waters of God? Father, tonight we ask for rain in the time of rain. We lift it as a prayer before you. Open the sky. Release the waters of God. Let's say it.
Open the sky.
Release.
Open the sky.
Release the waters of heaven.
Open the sky.
Release the rivers. Deep calls to deep. Deep calls unto deep. Can you say that as a prayer to him? Pour out rain, Father. Open the sky. Release the waters from heaven. Agua de Israel, Judea. Release the rivers. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. Lift it as a prayer over the sky. Will you slip up your hands? Let's petition the throne of grace. For out of that throne flows the crystal river, in whom it's healing water. Deep calls to thee. Deep calls unto thee. Open up the sky, Father. We ask for rain. Open up the sky. Release the waters. Open the sky. Release. Deep calls unto thee. Spirit to spirit tonight. Come on, lift it up in the sky. Release the rivers. We call for the waters of heaven. Release the waters. Fresh water from your throne. Release rivers. Deep calls to deep. We're asking for the deep things. Open up the sky, God. Release rivers. Waters from out of your presence. Healing waters. Open the sky. Deep calls unto deep. Deep calls to deep tonight. We speak spirit to spirit. And once again, open the sky. Release. Let the dew of heaven fall. Break up the boundaries of the deep. Let waters be released for refreshing upon your people. Deep calls unto deep. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. Spirit to spirit. Heart to heart. Deep calls unto thee. Our spirit cries out. Her heart's thirsty for you. In a glorious thirsty land. Come on. Open the sky. Give us rain in the time of rain. Release tonight. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. Come again. Open the sky. Give us the cloud. Let thunder come. And lightning from your hand. Open up the sky. Release the rivers. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. to your presence. We go underwater. We go into your presence. We say, open the sky. Release. Open up the sky. Release water.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The deep calls up on the deep.
Now lift your hands and receive rain in the time of rain. Lord, every thirsty soul.
Hallelujah. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes. Somebody just say yes. Tell the Lord yes. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this time with you, Lord God. We welcome everyone to the line today. We welcome those that's listening live and those that are listening in archives and even those that are in our presence. We just say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for just who you are in God. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to be talking about Thou kingdom come when the deep calls to the deep. Amen. When God is revealing some things to you. Amen. So that he may get the glory out of the situation. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, if you would be so kind to turn to Psalms 42, verse 7. Get your Bibles out. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Let's go into the Word of God. About a half an hour or so. Amen. And the Bible says, the deep calls to deep. In the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. Jesus. And the word of God is blessed. Psalm 42 and 7. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for your word. Thank you for how you move. Thank you that the eyes of our understanding is open. Thank you that we're able to hear what you're saying to your church. In the name of Jesus, we decree it to be so. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I want to start off and ask you this question. Ever felt circumstances just nipping at your feet, tugging at your heart? You know, maybe it's a situation that you just bothered with, you bothered by, you know, threatening to tug you into an ocean of despair. You know, a situation, maybe you lost your job, you had a car accident, or you lost a family member, or maybe a health report, or you're suffering, you know, maybe a loss of a situation or a loved one. And no matter how hard you try to kick your way through to, I would say, the surface of hope, you know, the undertow of fear, or just maybe a situation just keep nudging at you, just won't go away. And you're trying to keep your head above water, you know, and in the moment when all of your physical strength is just exhausted, and you in this deep place, that there's a place within every believer. Hallelujah. I want you to hear what I'm saying. You in a place that every believer have been in. When the deep calls upon the deep. Amen. What does that mean? And the Bible says in Psalms 42 and 7, I just read the scripture, and I'm going to read it again. When the deep calls to the deep, in the roar of your waterfall, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. It's pretty much saying when you're at your lowest point. You know, what does deep call to the deep mean? What does that mean? What is the writer, what is he talking about? When you read Psalm 42, the psalmist, he was talking about a phrase. It was a description of a place where our deep needs are met by God, all-sufficient present. Let me just kind of explain it. See, God has a overpower, or should I say, being overwhelmed with the presence of God. It's just the opposite of being overwhelmed, or should I say, being indulged with grief, the cares of this world, you know, like situations that is one situation after another, and then before you know it, you're overwhelmed. Well, God has a way to overwhelm us with his peace, with his purpose, with his presence, and it's equal to, but opposite to, when you're overwhelmed with grief, overwhelmed with situations, overwhelmed with circumstances. So when the deep calls upon the deep is when the deep need is met by God, all-sufficient presence. I want you to hear what I'm saying. See, sometimes you can be broken in many pieces. In other words, it's like a ship. You know the song say, and a ship that's sailing on a stormy sea, on a great sea that is tossed by the waves. You know that song, like a ship that's tossed by the waves. But the ship keep going. So let me go over, turn to Psalms 107. What does that mean? Psalms 107. Let me read verse 25. And he spoke, stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. Sometimes you thought you had already been through enough, and then things start getting even worse. The waves start coming even stronger. The storms start getting greater. And whenever the waves and the billow of an affliction go over us at one moment after another, and the waves are high, God will allow you to meet him at that point of peace where you're not bothered by the wind, the waves, the storm, the roaring of the water. Because when the waves and the billow is coming against you, we can call on God's ways. We can call on God's strength. We can call on God's billow. And guess what? And we may humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he'll encourage us with hope. Even though we might be threatened to come to ruin, even though the wind may be blowing, even though the storm may be in the midst of our circumstances, we know that in the middle of that storm, in the eye of the storm, did you know that in the eye of the storm, there's a calmness, there's a peace, there's a stillness in the eye of the storm. And that stillness is the peace of God. Because what happens is the storm is going around and around and around, and in the middle, it's going to get to the middle of the storm, and it's going to cease. So I'm saying to you today, no matter what you're going through, this too shall pass. So begin to say, in the middle of the storm, there is peace. See, as it's long overdue And it's been said that there's peace in the midst of a storm. How do we get that peace? How do we let the deep call upon the deep? How do we allow our pain to meet God's presence? How do we make that happen? How do we make the storm cease mentally and spiritually, psychologically and emotionally? How do we do that? We allow the deep to call upon the deep. We allow God's presence to meet us at our point of need. So we're not depending on who we are. We're not depending on our capabilities, but we're totally dependent on God's ability to bring us out. Why? Because he said in his word, he said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll leave you a comforter. Amen. And we can trust and depend on him where he said, I'll lead, guide, and direct you. But guess what? We have to let him. So we don't depend on man. We don't depend on woman. We don't depend on situations, what someone can do for us. We depend on what God has promised us. That's how we connect a deeper relationship with God, how we go into a spiritual connection where we experience a deep communion with God. And as we pursue a relationship with him, guess what happens? When you pursue a true relationship with God, you learn to look over the faults of others. Let me say it again. You look over the faults and you see the need. Amen. When you want to deepen your relationship with God, see, we need to move beyond simply about knowing about him, but seeking a personal encounter with him. Have you ever had a personal encounter? I'll ask you this question again. See, a lot of times we have a zeal of God, and it's not according to knowledge. It's according just we think we know him. But when we know him and when we have a deeper, intimate relationship with him, guess what happens? Your intimacy starts showing up on you. There's a walk of forgiveness. There's a peace that surpasses all understanding. See, we are accepted in the beloved. We're accepted in Christ as our Savior. That's when we crave to be filled with the Spirit of God, the emptiness leaves. See, he makes us alive in him, and we become connected to the Almighty. See, he said, I'll live inside of you. He said, I'll go with you when you go. He said that I'll send a comforter that's going to lead, guide, and direct you. I want you to connect the dots. Because if he's with us, he's greater than anything, anyone, any situation that's against us. He will always give us a way of escape. So in order to hear his voice, we have to seek his presence. When we seek his presence, guess what we get? We get the heart of God. And then these many gifts. See, God don't let us come to him and be in his presence without changing our story. He'll change your story. See, we not just talk to him, we wait to hear him. How many on the line can actually say that when you pray, you hear God's voice? Amen. Because that's the kind of God that we serve. You know, we serve a mighty God. We serve a God that looks beyond our faults, hallelujah, and see our needs. And when we come to him and we let him know that we're making him God of every circumstance and we're pursuing him. See, we're talking about when thou kingdom come in your life is when you allow the deep to call upon the deep, and it reminds us of our desperate need for God. So when you cry out, when you allow your spirit to connect in the spirit, because God is a spirit, and the Bible says that we worship him in spirit. So when I say to you, pray in your heavenly tongue, in your heart. So that means that it's a sound not coming out your mouth, but your spirit is praying. Your spirit man began to pray on the inside. So if I say, my spirit is praying on the outside, but I can allow my spirit to pray on the inside. And what does the Bible say? The Bible says in Jude 20 that when we pray with our holy faith, he said our spirit is being built up. So what happens is when anxiety, depression, despair, and unbelief, and your faith is failing you, you're discouraged, your situation is changing, build up your holy faith by praying in the spirit. And if you pray and you allow your spirit to pray, what you're praying a spiritual language that your natural man don't understand. But guess what? The spirit understands, because guess what? God is a spirit. So now you're praying spiritual language that God is receiving. I'm not saying that he don't receive our natural language, but when the deep call upon the deep is when you start looking crazy. When the deep call upon the deep is when man don't understand what you're talking about. When the deep call upon the deep is when you're connected to heavenly things. See, these are the things that a carnal man don't understand, but a natural man can walk in the spirit, or he can walk in carnality. Carnality will not allow you to see spiritual things. Amen? So just say, I'm in a room, and I have the gift of discernment. I have the gift of maybe I have the gift of interpretation. So God has many gifts that he gives us, and when he gives us these gifts, guess what? We become important to the body of Christ. We become important to the things of the kingdom. So these are spiritual things. These spiritual things help you tap in to a spiritual realm. How do we have a deeper relationship with God? We tap into to spiritual matters. And what one of the things that I want to talk about, if you want a deeper relationship with God, you need to move beyond simply knowing him. You got to seek an encounter, a personal encounter. Psalms can help us with that. Psalms is full of honest expressions of what it means to relate to God. These scriptures describe the faith in action. See, we say we believe, but we get sleepy when it comes to the word. We say we believe, but we get tired when it comes to going in to the deep place of God. So we talk in carnality. And when you are a man of God, a woman of God, when you're seeking the things of God, I'm telling you, you have this old taste and see type attitude. You just want to know more about him. You know, yes, we operate in the natural because we're here in the natural. But guess what? We can tap into spiritual matters, and the spirit realm rules the natural realm. Everything that happened in the natural, it already happened in the spirit. Before it manifests to the earth realm, it has to be released from the heavenlies. And how do we get a release from the heavenlies? The Bible tells us that we ask, we seek, and we knock. When we want something from God, we have to ask. When we need something from God, we have to seek. So we knock and the door will be open. So what is happening right here in Psalms 42? In Psalm 42, we're giving a prophetic description of a man who is suffering unbearable circumstances. Have you ever been there? You know, sometimes we go through, sometimes our days seem like they're going okay, but then we have those other days. Amen. I'm trying to tell you how to get through intense turmoil that the enemy, he want to taunt us continuously. And he want to ask us, now, where's your God now? You know, he wants us to lean to our own understanding, that we will not acknowledge God in all of our ways, because guess what? When we acknowledge him, guess what happened? He said, I will direct your path. So we'll lean to our own understanding. We try to figure it out. You know, we try to figure out which way we should go. We figure out what to do next. No, we should seek him in all of our ways, and he'll direct our path. So we're talking about the deep things of God. To be tormented, to suffer, to walk in unforgiveness, to have all of these emotions, and then he'll say, where's your God? Where's your God? That's Psalms 42 and 3. So this man, he was crying out in desperation for God to reveal himself. Have you ever asked God, where are you now, God? I need you to show up, you know, because to quench his soul, his thirst. You ever had a thirst for God? The Bible says that when we're hungry and we're thirsty, that we'll be filled. Have you ever been hungry to get a better understanding of what God wants you to do in the season that you're in? I'm telling you, it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. So what does that mean? That means that we have to work the work of him that sends us wise day, because night is coming and no man can work. So we got to fulfill the mission of Christ that's on our life while we're here in the land of the living. We are on assignment. Listen what the Bible says. And this is Psalms 42. I'm reading verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with him? Have you ever been thirsty? You know, it's hot and you out and about and you so thirsty you can't wait to get to some water. You can't wait to get that cold glass of water. You know, sometimes you might get Gatorade, you might get some substitutes, but I'm telling you, every now and then, that Gatorade, those different ice drinks, the different liquid drinks won't do. You just want some water. So let's compare water with a thirst for God. Do you actually have a thirst for God? Do you? Or are you thirsty for things? See, the Bible says that when we chase after the things of God, he said, I'll fulfill your needs. Guess what our needs are? We are in need of a spiritual increase. The spiritual things that money can't buy. The spiritual things that man can't give you. The spiritual things that make you hold in Christ, which is the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We're talking about peace. We're talking about love. We're talking about meekness and joy. Hallelujah. We're talking about long-suffering. See, these are the things that you can't go to the store and find it on the shelf. These are the things that you can't go online and order. See, these are the things that you can't take your phone, tap, 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 and they drop it off at your door. What are you thirsty for? You know, when your children start going astray, when your family start fading away, when your relationships start dying, we run to God then. But the time to go to God is when you feel like everything is together. Because it can change with a snap of a finger. Amen. You might be doing okay today. You might be out of the storm. You're either in the storm, out of the storm, or going through the storm. Amen. But listen what the Bible says. As the deer pants for streams of water, he's thirsty. Let your soul pant for God. Get thirsty for him, for the living God. See, where can I go to meet with God? Ask yourself that. You know, where can I go and get fulfillment? God has it. And when you have it, guess what happens? That's when thou kingdom come. It's not meat or drink. The kingdom is within. The kingdom is God's way of doing things. So despite depression of this man, see, he was going through depression. He was despaired. He was and everything was closing in on him, closing in around him. And the man knew where hope could be found. Do you understand where the anchor is going to hold? Do you understand where hope can be found? See, we talk about God, but do we really have an appetite for him? You know, some people, you mention God, they go another way. Some people, you start reading the scriptures, they go to sleep. Some people don't have appetite for God. What kind of appetite do you have? I want you to ask yourself that question. You know, do you have an old taste and see type attitude? You know, I just want a little more God. I want a little more peace. I want a little more joy. See, all of this, I want a little more love. I want a little more standing. I want a little more peace. So these are the things that we get from being in the presence of God. So despite this man going through, he knew that he could find God. And even though it was apparent that God was absent from his presence, he never doubted God's faithfulness. Have you ever doubted God's faithfulness and start leaning to your own ability, to your own understanding? Why do we do that? You know, that's when we lean to our own understanding. See, God will give you, he will always give you a way of escape. He will always lead you. He will always guide you, but we have to seek him first. See, so how is this man so sure that God hadn't forsaken him? Because he was going through, you know, Job did it. Job lost everything. Not only did he lose material things, Job lost his whole entire family. And then his friends come around and say, where's your God? You know, where's your God now? You're looking bad. You ain't got this. You don't have that. You lost that. You know, but this is not our home. I want to tell you this. Heaven is our home. We're here on a mission. We're here on an assignment. So where do you build your foundation? Where is your foundation built? Because if your foundation is built here in this earth realm, it's built on seeking sand. See, we have to build our hopes on nothing less than what God tells us, and that's the promises of God. We build it in heavenly places, you know, eternal life. So we're going to either make it to glory. It's two judgments. There's a judgment for the saints and a judgment for the ain'ts. How are we going to be judged? See, we're going to be judged based on our obedience. We're not going to be judged based on sin, because the Bible says that Jesus came and he died for our sins, the sins of the past, the present, and the future. He handled it all. No, we don't practice sin because God hates sin, and the Bible says that sin separates us from God. Amen. But we're going to be judged by our obedience to what God tells us to do. Amen. That should make you rejoice. We're not going to be judged by sin. The unbelievers, the ones that didn't accept Christ, those that didn't believe that he was the Son of God, that didn't believe that he came that we might be set free, that he literally died for the sins of the world, the unbelievers. See, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and that he's the Son of God, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from a burning hell. Those that confess. But those that don't confess, the Bible says you're going to be judged and sent to a lake of fire. And you're not going to be able to get that cold glass of water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And understanding that you're going to go through some things. But listen what the end is going to bring. Eternal life. You're going to live forever. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That we're going to be seated on the right-hand side of the Father. We're going to be right there with him. And then we're going to judge the world. Come on, somebody. I want you to see this thing. I want you to understand that this earthly realm that we're in now, it is not eternal. We're just going through to get to. Where can I meet up with God? Amen. So let's go back to the story. So this, he was going through so much that this man was delusional. And the people was watching him, and he was operating out of blind faith. He was, you know, trying to keep hope alive. You know how you're just making it. You're barely making it. And you're trying to understand, Lord, why is this happening to me? Listen what the Bible says, verse 5 through 7. Psalms 42, 5 through 7. Hallelujah. The Bible says, why, my soul, are you downcasted? Why are you so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior, my God. My soul is downcasted within me. He was saying, I'm not feeling good. I'm going through some things. But he wasn't doubting God. He didn't give up. See, that's when the deep calls upon the deep. When there's a roar of waterfalls in your spirit, and even though the wave is trying to break you, even though things are trying to sweep over you, guess what? You understand that this too shall pass. You don't doubt, and you allow God to bring you out. It's just a test. Say that to yourself. This is just a test. I'm going to live and tell my story. Amen? Because God is greater. He's greater than any situation that we could ever go through. Is there anything, I want you to say this to yourself, anything too hard for God? Let me tell you, the man that I'm talking about, he had intimacy with God. He had an experience with God. He knew God's love in the past. So he personally knew the richness of God's grace. And had seen God's goodness in action. He learned of God. He knew of God. He was just going through. And the truth of God was hidden in his heart. And the storm was blowing. The wind was trying to engraft him. But he knew that God had filled a well of living hope deep inside of him. See, God will do that for you. And then at some time during the test and the trial, the presence of God appeared not to be present. But guess what? He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we apply the word to every situation. When the deep calls upon the deep is when you can connect with God and you understand that God is, God shall, and God will bring you out. So when your heart connect with God, there's a peace. In the midst of the storm, how many know that God will not leave you? How many know that God will not forsake you? Come on now. You have to know that God is living inside of you. He said it. You don't have to reach out and find him. If you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, all you got to do is tap in to the deep things of God and get in his protection. There's protection, there's security. See, he'll give us joy in his presence. See, the Bible says, in his presence is the fullness of joy, and on his right hand forevermore. There is faithfulness of his provision. He always make a way. Think about every situation you've been through. Just think about it. Didn't he make a way? Didn't he make provisions for you? When we didn't know how to make provisions for ourselves, God will use other people and speak to them and make them give you, make provisions for you within your wells of water. So you got living waters inside of you. That's the place where faith meet truth. Faith can meet truth. And that's when you're honest with God about your insecurities, your fears, your anxiety, that it conflicts with your peace. And you say, Lord, I need you. You know, I'm starting to be bothered. Amen, amen. I just want to go further, deeper in the word. But I want to tell you this. Be filled with the wells of overflowing peace, overflowing power, overflowing might, and just walk in deliverance. Never stay in a place where the enemy feel like the enemy put his foot on you, got a foothold. You got to decree some things and declare some things, because your God is bigger, your God is greater, your God is mightier, your God is stronger, your God is all of that. That's when the deep calls upon the deep, and the roar of your waterfall, all the waves and all the breakers thinking they're going to sweep over you, and then the mighty waterfall of God, the peace in the midst of the storm, the eye of the storm start taking over, and the storm starts ceasing. See, God doesn't remove the storm of suffering, but he show himself mighty in the midst of it. And then when he show himself mighty, guess what? Things start breaking off. You start being set free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. So allow the peace of God to rule your heart. Amen. Allow God to make a way out of no way. Watch, won't he do it? He'll quench our thirst. He'll fill our hearts. Amen, amen. Deep, call out to the deep. Just long for it. Fight for your peace. Don't let nobody take it away. Don't let the enemy take it away. Be thirsty to be hydrated during a dry, stormy season. Let everyone that have a voice praise the Lord. Amen. Let God know you're thirsty. And on the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. So I say to you today, drink the living waters, the waters that produce fruit on your lips, that you proclaim that Jesus is Lord. And there's no good thing that he will withhold from us. We just got to seek to walk upright. Amen. Let thy kingdom come in your life. Let the kingdom live inside of you. And I'll tell you, every time the enemy come to try to do something, you got all of this God in you, and you won't fail. Don't look back. Know that the Lord is moving. Know that he's doing some mighty works in your life. Amen. So I just say God bless everyone, and I just want to encourage you to partnership with Kingdom Builders. You can partner with us. You can sow into the ministry a monthly seed and just make a commitment to do so. You can go to www.givelify.com. You can download the app, and you can go to Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, just type that in search, and you can give. It's just that simple. It's not hard. We have conferences coming up. We have a bunch of things that we're doing. And we just encourage everyone that would like to sow into the ministry. If you're growing by this teaching, bless us so we can bless others. Amen. We open this portal. We open this platform to anyone that would like to be established in the things of the kingdom. You want to preach, you want to teach, you want to talk, you know, whatever it may be, we just encourage you to let God lead, guide, and direct you. Amen, amen. And we just say again, we bless you. We give God, we join our prayer line 5 days a week at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mondays through Fridays, we're there on our prayer line. Amen. You can call us at area code 848-220-3100. And the code is prayer works. Amen. Amen. So we say God bless you. Be blessed of the Lord today and know that God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think or ask. Just don't look back. Everything's going to be all right. God bless you. Have a supernatural rest of your day, and thank you for joining. Run, don't look back. Run, children, don't look back. Run.